Hey y'all, I'm Whitney Scarborough, the host of Wits End. Here we are real people asking hard questions. If you think you hear the hum of a fridge or a train in the background, it's because you probably are. We are recording these episodes from the comfort of my home in a small town called LaGrange, Texas.
I'm Tim Scarborough, and I'm not the voice you're going to get used to listening on this podcast, but I have the privilege of interviewing my wife for the first podcast.
Woohoo!
So are you ready?
I think so. I don't really know what you're going to ask me.
You're going to be doing this with a lot of other people, so you have to go first.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. That feels fair. Yeah.
All right, so tell me, why a podcast?
So we kind of have been joking that I don't even listen to many podcasts, and I do occasionally listen to podcasts. I think it's something I do when I'm in the car. But, you know, it started as kind of just a suggestion thrown out by some friends of, you know, as I was actually starting a local ministry in our town. We live in LaGrange, which is a town outside of Austin, Texas. And, you know, as I was starting this women's ministry, some people said, you know, have you ever thought about starting a podcast? Because I would really love to just, you know, maybe hear little teachings or blurbs in the morning or something like that. And so that idea, that seed was planted. And then it kind of continued to be a conversation. And then about a year and a half ago, two close friends bought me this very podcast microphone. And then at that point, I realized, okay, I have no excuse. Now I am going to have to pursue this and figure it out. And so that was kind of the beginning. But the more that I've thought about it over the last couple years, I think that I really enjoy podcasts where you feel like you're invited into an authentic conversation. And it's a conversation that most likely you'll never sit in on. You won't actually meet those people, but it almost feels like you have this privileged seat where you get to pull up to the table and listen in, learn, observe. And there have been times when I'm listening to a podcast and I'm driving and I pull over to the side of the road and write something down because it so impacted me or just so challenged me or encouraged me. And so I love that it's a very relational way to reach a broader audience. And so I think that the kind of conversations that I like to have in my life and in my ministry and in my family and with the people closest to me, the way that I do relationship and engage with people is really what I want to do on this podcast. So it feels like an extension of who I am as opposed to a production or something that we have to drum up energy for. It's kind of like, hey, this conversation is so good. More people need to hear this. Let's plug in a microphone and share this conversation with more people. And I think as I have started a ministry over the last couple of years for women in our town, I often ask people when they're sharing their story with me, and often it's emotional and we're talking about hard things. I often ask them, have you shared this with anybody before? And usually the response is, no, you're the first person I've ever told this to. And that has gotten me thinking that there are an infinite amount of powerful stories and just testaments to God's faithfulness and to just some really neat things that have happened in people's lives and that are happening in people's lives that need to be shared and that will encourage other people. And I think going along with that, another thing I often hear people say is, I feel so alone in this. And the ironic thing is that I know that's not true because 2 weeks ago, maybe somebody else told me they're struggling with the same thing. And so I think that the power of a podcast can be that you're invited into this conversation, but then also that you realize you're not alone and you're hearing a conversation that's happening going, wow, this is speaking to something that I'm dealing with and I'm not alone. Chances are there are other people in this community that I'm in who are also dealing with this that I can connect with.
That's really true. And I think you're also the type of person that prefers to have deep conversations. You'd rather not have 20 surface conversations. You would rather have a 20-minute deep conversation with one person rather than a bunch of surface level conversations. So I feel like this podcast kind of represents your natural MO anyways of just digging in deep with people and asking them hard questions. So
sometimes people, I think sometimes it makes people uncomfortable.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you're good at that.
People are almost like, oh, I didn't want to come see you because I knew you were going to ask me how I really was and look at me. And I couldn't tell you anything but the truth. I had to be honest and real. So.
A conversation with Whitney is like going to the principal's office.
Oh my gosh.
No, it's not that bad.
That's terrible. That makes it sound like it's punishment. Surely you don't feel like that.
No, or I'm just saying in terms of like, you have to be honest. You
have to. Okay. Thank you for that clarification, babe. Because I was about to be like, wow. So you feel like talking to me is like punishment.
That's not what I was trying to say.
So rephrase what you were trying to say so that everyone listening doesn't go, oh, great. I'm just tuning out now and I'm done. I'm never listening to this.
A conversation with Whitney is like going to a John Bon Jovi concert.
That's not true. No, it's not. That's not true either.
It's somewhere in the middle between a concert and the principal's office.
Okay, I kind of like that. So it's like really fun.
A little bit of party.
Adventurous.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some singing, there's some dancing.
But
you're gonna have to bare your soul.
That's right. Okay, so maybe we should just change the name. Speaking of names, how did you come up with a name for your podcast?
Okay, so the name is Wits End, Real People, Hard Questions. I honestly think you were the first one that is that why you asked it? You wanted to get the glory here.
Yeah.
I think you were the one that first mentioned it, and we kind of joked about it, and then it kind of stuck. And it just kind of felt like it fit. My name is Whitney, and that's kind of like you were saying, it's an extension of me that I love to be real with people and ask hard questions, and I feel like all good things come from that.
So true. So I love podcasts, and I will definitely be listening to all of your podcasts, and I'll subscribe.
Oh, good. One subscriber.
Yes, at least one subscriber. So why should other people listen and subscribe?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't know that, first of all, I am not the answer. Like, truthfully, it's not that myself, that I have it figured out. It has nothing to do with that. I want this podcast to be a safe place. I used to be a teacher, and I guess I still am a teacher in a totally different way than I have been in the past. But I taught elementary school, and I taught middle school English for several years. And I remember one of the first things we always talked about and then we worked on for the whole really beginning part of the school year was creating a safe environment. And that was so important, to establish a safe environment where people could come be honest about where they were at in their learning journey, that they could ask a question and not be made fun of. And so I was, I remember being really, really just passionate about that, you know, just really championing that, and that that was so important. And so I kind of see that as a parallel to this, in the sense of like this being a safe space, an environment that really invites authenticity and where you can listen and take a deep breath and feel like you can let your guard down and not feel like the people on the other end are, you know, flashy Instagram people, but that that really feel like the person that you want to call at 2 a.m. when your life has fallen apart. And so more often than not, we're not going to be talking about like the stories of, you know, accomplishments or successes, but more about struggles and really how the Bible and walking with God has such real relevant, you know, meaning for the things that we're wrestling with. So, I don't know if that answered your question. But
I'll accept it.
I'll allow that answer.
I know. Your next question is, what do you do when you're not running a nonprofit and podcasting?
So I have three kids, and they were here with us for a little bit, and then we kicked them out because it was way too loud.
They were punching each other.
Yeah. So we have a daughter and two sons, and our daughter is almost nine, she will remind you. And then we have a six-year-old boy and a four-year-old boy. And I have a part-time art business, and that is something that's just a life-giving outlet for me that I have really loved developing over the last couple years. I do oil painting and I do watercolor painting, and I turn a lot of my pieces into prints. And it's something that I love because I think, to me, when you walk into a space, you don't always remember how it looks, but you do remember how you feel when you walk into a space. And so I love making spaces beautiful because I think it invites people, again, like what we're talking about earlier, invites people into a warm place that they feel like they can, again, let their guard down. And so I get to help make some beautiful spaces for people with my art. And that's super fun. I really love that. I am also really passionate about just people, talking to people, but specifically deep relationship, like you mentioned before. And so I think even like if you look at my screen time on my phone, I think you'd be able to tell really quickly that the bulk of my screen time is like in my texts and my phone calls, because I just really love keeping up with and developing relationships and friendships.
Okay, so a little transparency. What is, I mean, you're creating a podcast here, so what is your favorite podcast?
This is a terrible question. I'm always like that person when you ask me, like, what's your favorite book? I go blank. I love books. I read books like I eat cupcakes, which is constantly. But it's like for some reason when someone asks me a question like that, I'm like, apple, like from Dennis the Menace.
Nobody knows that reference.
Nobody knows that reference. But if they do, they are cracking up right now. I just got one more subscriber.
Favorite podcast?
My favorite podcast. I really do like, I don't know, I like How I Built This. I think it's one that you always share with me, with Guy Raz. It's one of those that I feel like you always learn a lot of stuff that I wouldn't naturally even ask about or look into, but I feel like it's like really fascinating. I feel like that's one you shared with me that I really enjoy. I like one from a lady named Jen Jewell called The Messy Table. And she just has some real authentic conversations with people. And it's just really natural and easy to listen to. I also really like Tim Keller. He's one of those teachers, speakers. So I think whenever I can listen to something from Tim Keller, I, again, pull over to the side of the road and take notes. So.
Okay, so give everyone your, like, 1 minute elevator pitch of this podcast and what the goal is and what your hopes are for this podcast.
Okay. So I have this podcast and I think it matters. I think it matters because we are made for relationship. We are made in the image of a God who is in perfect relationship with the Trinity. I just got theological on you there. But it is in our core this past year during COVID-19. Oh my
God. Yeah, second opportunity.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
Don't be just peed on me!
That one takes the cake.
I'm sorry.
Oh, he just peed on me. What?
That's why. That's why you're tuning in, ladies and gentlemen.
He peed on me.
Oh, he just peed on you? Wait, literally. Ew. How did he do that?
Listen, he was in the tree and I was right next to him and he was like, I'm gonna pee. And then I was like, and then I felt something and then I saw him go and pee from the tree.
Okay, just change your dress real quick and wash off your arm. And then go back outside.
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry, Char. That's terrible. I'm sorry you have a brother.
So in 1 minute or less, give everyone that's listening your elevator pitch of what you hope, what your hopes are for this podcast going forward.
1 minute?
1 minute.
1 minute.
I'm starting a timer.
Oh my goodness.
Now.
This principal has a lot more to say about.
You just wasted 5 seconds of your minute.
Oh my gosh. No, you can't start it yet. Okay. I have a podcast called Wits End, Real People, Hard Questions. And I believe this is so important. So, so, so important because I believe that we are in our core made for relationship. We are made to do life in fellowship with other people. And what I want to do is to invite every person who listens, whether it's once or they subscribe or they become an avid follower, that they will take a deep breath and feel like they are coming home when they hear and listen to the conversations, that they are given hope for whatever challenging situation they are in, that they are encouraged in whatever role they are currently working, that they're challenged maybe to look at some things from a different perspective, and that they also have fun, right? But I hope and pray if one person pulls over to the side of the road and writes something down from a podcast, then it'll be a win, because I hope that there's some really profound, good truths that people can learn from asking the hard, uncomfortable, awkward questions that sometimes we hesitate to go there. But I think that some of the best stuff comes out of that. And it's like the gold of life.
Perfect. Well, I hope that there's at least one person listening that doesn't pull over to the side of the road and tries to take that note while they're driving.
No, that's a terrible idea.
That's what I would do. I like a challenge.
Babe, please don't do that. Promise me, if you're listening to my podcast and you hear a profound truth, that you'll pull over. Okay, can you promise me that?
I can't, but maybe your listeners can.
Okay.
So is now where we tell them how many interruptions we had? I mean, this 10-minute little piece right here took about 4 hours to make.
Well, at one point our kids were playing in the backyard, and we had one of them come in and say, "My brother peed on me." So that was a shining moment in our parenting.
Yeah.
There.
That was a highlight.
Yeah.
And then before that, there was a boxing match going on in our backyard between our two youngest. So
yeah,
it's been just a normal day in the Scarborough house.
Yeah. Typical. Yeah. So we're going to be real with you.
Real people. Yeah. Hard questions. Starts with us.
That's right. Yeah, and it's actually 7 o'clock, and we need to go feed our children.
Feed our humans.
Yes, we need to go do that. So, yeah. Yes. So,
yeah. What are we having for dinner?
I had put salmon in the fridge, and I don't think it's thawed. So, and now it's too late. Like, this is not a salmon night. This is a mac and cheese from a box night, and then they.
Throw some Cheerios.
Go to bed dirty.
Throw some Cheerios in their bed and let them eat themselves asleep.
Oh, that is terrible. We really are good parents. We really.
What?
Yeah. Here's one of them right now. Hey, bud. How you doing? You hungry?
What happened this time?
Charlotte is stuck in a tree.
Okay, you definitely
can
fade out like
5 minutes. That's the icing on the cake. You got it.
Today's episode was made possible by Carrie Gakey at Southern District Properties Group, brokered by Compass. Carrie is a native Texan and 15-year Brenham resident. She has over 2 decades of real estate experience. Carrie has had a particularly significant impact in my family's life when she led us through the home buying process for the first time in 2017. Carrie serves all of South Central Texas within the Texas Triangle. Thanks again for tuning into this episode of Wits End.